Pelion favored him with a slightly indulgent smile.
Information on Imperial activities is very expensive. I'd have thought a man in your line of work would know that.
Indeed, Cart agreed, watching the other closely. But occasionally, one finds bargains. It's the Isilamari you're after, isn't it? The other's smile froze.
There are no bargains to be had here, Cart,
he said after a moment, his voice very soft.
And expensive can also mean costly.
True, Cart said. Unless, of course, it's traded for something equally valuable. I presume you're already familiar with the Isilamari's rather unique characteristics. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Can I assume you're also familiar with the somewhat esoteric art of safely getting them off their tree branches? Pelion studied him, suspicion all over his face.
I was under the impression that Isilamari were no more than 50 centimeters long and not predatory.
I wasn't referring to your safety, Captain, Card told him. I meant theirs. You can't just pull them off their branches, not without killing them. An Isilamir in this stage is sessile. Its claws have elongated to the point where they've essentially grown directly into the core of the branch it inhabits.
And you, I suppose, know the proper way to do it?
Some of my people do, yes, Carr told him. If you'd like, I could send one of them to rendezvous with your shuttles. The technique involved isn't especially difficult, but it really does have to be demonstrated.
Of course,
Pelion said, heavily sardonic.
And the fee for this esoteric demonstration?
No fee, Captain. As I said earlier, we're just being neighborly. Pelion cocked his head slightly to one side.
Your generosity will be remembered.
For a moment he held Card's gaze, and there was no mistaking the twin-edged meaning to the words. If Card was planning some sort of betrayal, it too would be remembered.
I'll signal my shuttles to expect your expert.
He'll be there. Goodbye, Captain. Pelion reached for something off camera, and once again, Ave's face replaced his on the screen. You get all that? Card asked the other. Ave's nodded.
Duncan and Chin are already warming up one of the skip rays.
Good. Have them leave an open transmission, and I'll want to see them as soon as they're back.
Right.
The display clicked off. Card stepped away from the desk, glanced once at Mara, and reseated himself at the table. Sorry for the interruption, he said conversationally, watching her out of the corner of his eye as he poured himself some more wine.